The two major party candidates for governor faced each other in Juneau today in a debate before the State Chamber of Commerce. Although there are differences coming to the front between Republican Sean Parnell and Democrat Ethan Berkowitz, and they propose different ways of conducting business, the candidates are focused toward the same goal, improving Alaska's economy. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The gubernatorial candidates are forcing voters to think about issues this year. Economic growth, gas line development, health care, jobs, Alaska's in-state energy, and they're presenting two different approaches to addressing those issues. Governor Parnell said Alaskans cannot just wait for things to happen. They have to make things happen, and he's the candidate that's optimistic about the state's future.
I think you have two candidates up here who cannot and will not be questioned for their integrity, but what we do represent is a different worldview and a different approach to governing.
Democrat Ethan Berkowitz said that to get all the greatness Alaska holds, the people can't be timid. They must be bold and visionary.
What we're signaling here is that we're not going to do things the way we've been doing them before, because a stagnant Alaskan economy doesn't do anything for anybody. We've got to move ahead. We can't just keep treading water. It's not good enough.
The two are already on record on those differences between them. Berkowitz says it's time to admit the current gas line project is not working, saying the state should get ready to take more direct involvement in it. Parnell says it's too early to make that call. Meanwhile, the project is protecting Alaska's interests, and his administration is already at work on a bullet line to deliver gas from the North Slope to other parts of the state. On preparing Alaskans to work on those state projects, Parnell points to training centers, such as a unique core driller program for mining students, and to the merit-based scholarship program for high school graduates, both already in place. Berkowitz says vocational and technical programs are not broad enough, that 40% of high school students don't graduate, and that 30% of North Slope jobs do not go to Alaskans. The Chamber of Commerce debate did not ask for emotional or hot-button decisions, but business decisions from business leaders. Their next debate is scheduled for October 12th in Fairbanks. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.